Welcome everybody to Citizens Climate University. So this is a weekly webinar series that CCL puts on that provides CCL supporters with access to in-depth training on topics such as climate change and effective climate advocacy. So tonight's topic, we're going to cover the brand new personal carbon dividend calculator. So this is an updated version of the carbon fee and dividend calculator, and it's been updated to make it easier to use and more accurate. And what it does is it estimates the financial impact of the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act on an individual household. So our speaker tonight is Rick Knight. He's a research coordinator for CCE. He works with Danny Richter, our vice president of legislation, as well as independent experts to strengthen CCE's science and technology and policy fundamentals. So he works on things like laser talks, curating white papers, and then managing analytical projects that will help volunteers to perform at their very best. Prior to joining CCE, Rick worked for 41 years as an energy and pollution control research engineer at the Gas Technology Institute. He retired in 2016 to devote his full attention to climate solutions. So he worked closely with Kevin Ummel, who was the author of the Household Impact Study, to update this calculator, to make the updates we're going to cover today. He worked with staff and volunteers to take feedback that we got on the first version of this project and make the improvements that we're going to go over tonight. So the three big things we want to cover today. First is how to use the personal carbon dividend tool. And we want to walk through how to explain the use of the calculator to other CCL volunteers or interested parties. And then lastly, we're going to review some of the key takeaways about the significance of the calculator's findings. So in a little more depth, the questions that we want to answer are: what is the calculator? How can you access it? How is it used? What do the results mean? And then lastly, how can you use it to best effect? And then at the end, we're going to have a Q&A session and address any questions you might have as we go along here. So first, what is it? The Personal Carbon Dividend Calculator is an online tool used to estimate the financial impact of our policy on individual households under the first year that the legislation would take effect. It's a way to take the abstract statistical findings that we have in the household impact study and then sort of bring them down to a very personal level. And our hope is that this tool will provide a handy way to answer questions from friends, families, and other interested parties at things like tabling events and presentations. And it's especially effective for taking a look at how households in a particular congressional district would be affected by our policy, and then also how certain lifestyle changes would affect your bottom line. So making these updates was very much a collaborative effort between CCL's IT department with Tony Cerna, Ricky Bradley, and myself, along with tireless work by CCL volunteer and user experience expert Elena Kappa. Elena did amazing work to test various iterations of this calculator with volunteers and improve its overall usability. Ultimately, this is a tool for taking something that's somewhat complex and making it intuitive and impactful, and that is largely thanks to her efforts. And this was all in collaboration with CCL Research's department, including Rick Knight, as well as Kevin Ummel, the original author of the Household Impact Study. So the first version of this tool was launched in March 2018, and it's been a way for volunteers to show how the policy works. But when the bill was introduced in 2019, it was clear that we needed to make an overhaul, and that's what this team has been working on. So next, we're going to go into a little background to understand what the numbers mean, and this is where I'm going to turn it over to Rick Knight. So Rick, off to you.
Thank you, Brian. Okay, so those of you who have seen the Household Impact Study webinars by Jerry Hinkle or Danny Richter may remember this graph. It's a breakdown of carbon costs by quintile and by expenditure category. Now, what does that mean? It means direct energy costs like gasoline and electric bills in the lower left box. And those are the things most Americans are cognizant of, but also indirect energy costs. They're hidden inside all the goods and services we buy. For example, the cost of your housing, healthcare, other transport like planes and trains, food and drink, which depend on your diet, and a grab bag of other categories. These indirect expenditures usually account for more of our carbon footprint than direct energy use. As you can see in the graph, regardless of quintile, those are income quintiles. The dark and light blue bars, which are sections of the bar, which are the direct energy costs, add up to less than all the rest of them put together. And the calculator uses Kevin Ummel's model to account for all of these things in the carbon costs. So they're included in the results. Now, before taking it for a test drive, let's take a look at what's different. Well, first of all, because the carbon fee is tied to the tons of emissions nationwide, that base had to be updated to reflect the best estimate for 2020. And the old calculator used an average over 2008 to 2012, and those emissions were significantly higher than today. And also, it didn't account for what's actually covered by the legislation, so the emissions base is a little bit lower. Secondly, whereas the old version was based on only two children per household eligible for a dividend, now under the bill, all children will receive dividends. So the new calculator accounts for that. The third change is related to pass-through, which is the amount of the carbon fee that's passed on from fossil fuel producers to consumers. Most models in the past, and most Americans, have assumed that 100% of those costs will be passed on to them. But recent research has shown that in some industries, part of that cost will be passed back to owners and investors rather than forward to consumers. And Kevin Ummel worked out a way to reflect this in his model. Fourth, the new version accounts for some administrative costs of the policy, which in the first year will be about 6% of the revenue. Fifth, the carbon intensity of electricity has changed, and that's now updated in the model. And also fuel prices and other product costs, depending on where you are in the country, whereas by zip code or state. And finally, the U.S. population has increased about 5%. That has an impact on the amount of dividends each person will get because there are more people. Another thing, besides those updates, we've added a new function, something that was brought up by one of our volunteers here in the Chicago area, and it seemed important to make the tool accommodate it. And this is what I'm calling shared residence living arrangements. For example, individuals sharing an apartment but receiving their own separate dividends and presumably splitting up expenses like utilities. It could also include separate families sharing a house but managing their own separate finances, so getting separate dividends. We wanted to make sure the energy efficiency benefits of multiple people living under the same roof was being accurately calculated. The other new thing is that on the results page, those results are displayed a little differently to better represent the difference between the carbon dividend and the net benefit, which is the dividend minus your costs, and also to show that a household's carbon costs can cover a range depending on lifestyle needs or lifestyle choices. So with that, let's go take the personal carbon dividend calculator for a test drive.
All right. So yeah, what I wanted to do real quick was show you guys how you can access the calculator. And the way you get to that is now if you go to the energyinnovationact.org and you click on how it works, you'll see a new menu option for personal carbon dividend calculator up here at the top right. So if I click on that, that'll take us to the new and improved calculator. And if I advance one slide here, one section, this is the living situation that Rick was just describing. So if you are in a scenario where you live, for example, in an apartment with some people, you would click that my family lives with housemates. And then, and Rick will go through each of these slides in a little bit more detail. But what I wanted to do was just fill this out. First, I'm gonna fill out information about my family. And this is a new question here that shows up because of the selection we made under the living situation section. So if I hit next, I'm gonna enter my zip code. And then what that's gonna do is it'll bring up an estimate of utilities based on the information that I provided, including zip code. And then if I go on to show results, this will show me the impact that my household would experience under that first year of the bill being in effect. And so I know that Rick is going to go through some more specific scenarios, but I wanted to make sure you knew how to find it and then what it looked like to go through it live there. So I'll go ahead and go back. I hit present. Give me 1 second here.
Okay. So a good way to show how this works is by running some case studies of typical households that cover a range of characteristics. We've prepared a bunch of these using fictional families, but in the course of thinking about how to use the calculator, this seemed to be useful and people were asking for them. So we'll show you one in detail, another one a little more briefly, and then just a quick overview of how some others come out, and you'll see what I mean. So first we have the Nowickis. It's a middle-class 30-something couple with 3 young kids. They live in a suburb northwest of Chicago called Arlington Heights. Chuck Nowicki is an electrician who works for a contractor, and his wife Mary is a stay-at-home mom, at least until the kids get a little older. Family income is $62,000. They live in a modest gas-heated brick bungalow, and they have 2 vehicles, a 2010 Ford pickup that Chuck uses also for work, and a 2011 minivan that Mary drives. So let's run their numbers next. You go to the start screen, and then you click Get Started next. Takes us to the living situation screen. For this family, we click I live with my family, which puts the check mark there where you can see it in the lower left quadrant, and then click Next. And here is the first 2 set of inputs. So there are 2 adults, 3 kids, including those adorable twins, and their family income, which you can set either by typing the number into the box or moving the slider, whichever is more convenient for you. Now click Next. You put in the zip code, which here is 60005. They live in a standalone house, so that's the default. They have 2 vehicles, also the default, and they heat with natural gas. So you can leave all those the same. You click Next, and you get to what you might call the sliders screen, where you can adjust the family's direct energy costs. Now, the numbers that you see here are what the model estimates for a typical family with these characteristics. But if you want, if you're doing this for your own family and you want to get it a little more accurate, you go back through your last year's costs and figure out what your monthly average is for these utilities and gasoline. So for the Nowickis, mainly because of Chuck's pickup truck, their average monthly gasoline cost is more than the $300 the model estimates, but about $360 a month. So you move the slider up to 360. But on the other hand, they're pretty good with electricity because Mary is strict about turning off lights and all that. And Chuck's gotten some good deals on Energy Star appliances through his boss. So instead of $110, their electric bill averages about $92. But as for heating, they could use some better windows. And their insulation is old, so their heating bill runs a little higher than the $93 estimated by the model, but instead about $105. So as I said, these can be adjusted either by moving the sliders or by typing the numbers into the boxes. Then we click Show Results. And here's the final screen. The Nowickis get $68 in dividends, and their carbon costs should be about $47, so they come out $21 to the plus side, averaged over the year. Of course, some months they'll come out behind, like in the winter when heating costs are high, or during a summer vacation if they take a long trip and burn a lot of gas, but in other months they'll come out way ahead. Overall, during that first year, that $21 bottom line should add up to $250 more than their carbon costs. I want to mention that the household impact study and the calculator don't project any numbers beyond year 1. but the carbon fee goes up $10 each year, the carbon cost and the dividends should both grow in the same proportion, two-thirds of whatever they were in year one. So in this case, two-thirds of $252 is $168, and so their net benefit should grow by that amount. Net benefit meaning the dividends minus the costs. Even if they don't make any lifestyle changes. But if they should decide to invest some of that money, say in some new triple pane windows, they should be able to make back that cost with what they save in heating bills and do it a lot faster than they would without the carbon dividend. Now, Chuck has also heard that Ford is planning to start selling a hybrid pickup truck, which he wouldn't have considered before, but now his buddies won't make fun of him if it's about saving money. Now, let's look at another different household. Here's the triplet family in Birmingham, Alabama. Betty's husband passed away last year, leaving her with the two kids, 19-year-old son Ricky and 12-year-old Sheila. Both Betty and Ricky work, but their household income is just $26,000. They live in an apartment in the city but pay their own utilities, and Ricky drives their 16-year-old Chevy Malibu and drops his mom off at work, or sometimes she takes a bus. Now, I'm not going to go through all the screens, but just jump ahead to get to the results. Next. With their gasoline costs with just the one car are below average because their driving is minimal. The model predicts 140, but they only spend about 120 a month. And Betty is strict about saving electricity. And they just have two small window air conditioners. So their electric bills average $97, quite a bit less than the predicted $110. But in their old drafty apartment, their heating bills average out to $38 a month, a little bit higher than predicted. The bottom line, the triplets' dividends are $51. Remember, Ricky gets an adult dividend just like his mom. Their carbon fee costs are only $22, so they come out $29 ahead each month. And that $348 for the year adds 1.3% to their income and should grow, as I explained before, by two-thirds of that amount in succeeding years. Sounds like it's time to look for a nicer apartment. Maybe Ricky can cut back his hours and get himself enrolled at the community college for a chance to get ahead. So we got a bunch of other cases like with widely varying life stories and situations. Now here's three more. George and Irma are a retired farm couple living on Social Security in small town Nebraska, same state that Brian lives in. They come out $11 ahead each month, enough to pay for a movie. Maria Gonzalez is an elderly widow living in a retirement home in Florida. She nets a benefit of $6 a month, which will help out a bit at Christmas time. And Emma Jackson is one of three grad students at UC Santa Barbara. Because these women share an apartment, Emma uses the selection I live with housemates for the living situation. With the expense sharing they've agreed to, Emma comes out ahead by about $11 a month. So you can see that stories like these, whether they're built around real people or fictitious ones like these, can put a more human face on the dry statistics of the carbon fee and dividend and the household impact study. So I encourage thinking about creating your own case studies for your own town or congressional district. So now all of the case studies I showed you were for households that come out ahead. But of course, they won't all come out ahead. Be aware that households with high income and high inherent energy costs, like one or two people on high incomes living in a large house, will probably come out in the red. If you don't anticipate this, it could be, shall we say, awkward if you're at a tabling event or a presentation. How should you prepare for this? One way is what some social scientists call inoculation. Mention upfront before running the calculator that not everyone wins, and wealthier households typically consume a lot more energy. Be honest, because that's how we want CCL to be seen. It's the CCL way. Emphasize also that these are predictions. based on how typical households behave, but no one is compelling you to drive, eat, buy, or give up anything. You still make your own personal choices about what you consume and what guides your buying choices. And finally, the dollar value of defeating climate change doesn't show up here, but it's real. And some people may actually value that, even if they don't personally benefit. So check it out yourself. Naturally, you'll want to run a case for your own household, but also experiment to see how it responds to changes in inputs, like gasoline or utility costs. What happens if you buy an EV? Your electricity will go up, but your gasoline will go down. And if you can do some estimation of how that will work out, it'll give you a good idea whether that investment is worth it. Compare results with other members of your chapter when they try it out. Then think about how it could be used in various situations, like tabling or a presentation, or in a lobby meeting, or a meeting with an editorial board, or a meeting with a community group, or a grass tops meeting with a business owner, a pastor of a church, or a local government official. So that's all I have, and I think I'm going to turn it back over to Brian.
Lastly, I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for being on the call today. I hope that you found this information useful. And if you have follow-up questions or if you think of a question that you forgot to ask, feel free to go to the forums. That's community.citizensclimate.org/forums. And you can also email me, brian@citizensclimate.org.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @CitizensClimate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.